The Pepper and Dylan
Podcast.
And it all started back in February with our Pepper and Dylan Valentine's Day speed dating contest where we met Cam, Bachelor Cam, eligible Cam, and Dylan thought, we're going to find this guy love no matter what. Didn't work at speed dating, so you took it into your own hands.
Oh, yeah.
You introduced him to, you just rolled out an entire month of trying to find him for everlasting love.
Right. So this is round number two when we start introducing him to, well, his future wife.
Right.
So eventually.
We know that he is selected up to this point if you've been following along either on the live show or on the previous podcast that you listened to. So Paige and Jessica were from round number one. Mm-hmm. They are going off into the finals.
Yes.
But in this podcast, you'll hear all of the dates. There were six dates, right? 7 dates?
7 dates total.
7 dates in round two. He had to select two of them to issue roses to make it to the finals. And we also continued to try and find out if Cam... There's got to be something wrong with Cam. Something. Everybody gives glowing reviews. So we started by talking to his sister.
Yeah, this is his sister, Elise. We're trying to get any dirt we can.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Are you sister Cam. Yeah.
Are you nervous? Are you shy? Are you okay to talk about Cam for a couple minutes?
A little bit of both, but yeah, I'm good.
Okay, well, don't be nervous or shy, okay? Because the only reason you're here is to try and expose Cam for the fraud that he is.
He's not a fraud. He's amazing.
We have now spent the better part of 3 weeks talking with Cam, talking with Cam's former roommates, talking with girls that are going on dates with Cam, talking with Cam's friends, and they all say the same thing. He is genuinely what you see is what you get, 100% kind, honest, giving. And the only reason he hasn't found that true one true love is because he's just so darn busy with work.
Yep.
Do you agree with that, Elise?
Yeah, I agree.
But you're the baby sister.
Yeah, come on. There's got to be some dirt.
You spent your entire life knowing this guy, the good times and the bad times. So let's ask you a couple. Biggest fight you ever got into with Cam. What was it over, Elise?
Oh,
go all the
know.
Way back to, I don't know, childhood, to when you were 8 years old, when you were 18, anything. Like the biggest argument you got where you thought, I hate him. I want him to run away.
Mom, Cam blank.
What was Cam doing?
I feel like we always just had the normal sibling kind of arguing that he wanted to act like he was my dad and tell me when I was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm. So and the protective big brother?
And I don't like to hear when I'm in the wrong.
Okay.
No, of course. Right. So he was like the protective big brother, right?
Yeah.
Is he your oldest brother or your youngest brother?
He's the middle.
He's the middle brother. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Did you ever spray Windex in his eyes?
Yeah.
My youngest sister sprayed Windex in my eyes one time.
That's Robbie. Very traumatized by his sisters.
You never did that?
Nothing
can't
like that?
Can't say I ever pulled that trick. No. Okay.
Okay. Were you guys ever like violent? Like actual physical altercations as kids?
I think when I was really little, I used to solve my problems with hitting my brothers, but
and would he hit you back?
Not to do that.
He wouldn't hit you back?
No.
He wouldn't hit her back? No, it's his sister.
No, he's a good dude.
Okay, how about this? The grossest thing that Cam does around the house when you were growing up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I imagine you shared a bathroom growing up, anything like that. What was gross that Cam always did?
I would say Cam's probably the cleanest one of all of us. Like, he would be the one to get mad if you were to move his toothbrush.
Okay, so, and that's the only thing we can hang on to right now is he too particular?
I wouldn't say too particular. Maybe about some things. He has his ways. And
is it his way or the highway?
Something.
Okay.
But
okay. There we go. Yeah. He's not very flexible. Okay. Not a good compromiser. Right.
he's strong-minded. He knows what he wants.
Did he fart a lot when it was like family movie time? Would he burp at the table? Like, we're looking for anything here, Elise. You're not giving us anything.
I mean, like a normal person, he would.
All right. Most trouble he ever got in with mom and dad.
Oh. Or the law.
Or the law, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Cam's a big rules guy. I'm sure you guys know that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's his problem. He's a tight ass. Maybe that's what it is.
He's a rules
big
guy.
Rule follower.
Yeah. Is he good with money? Is he bad with money? Does he spend a lot?
He's very good with money. He's like me and likes to save his money and finds a deal with everything.
Is he? Okay, so he's cheap. Okay, good. Got that.
I don't know if I'd say cheat.
No, you did. Is he?
He's paid for every one of these dates out of pocket.
Would he cheat at family like games night?
Would he cheat?
Yeah.
No,
not a cheater.
No, he's very competitive. He likes to rub it in when he's winning, but our whole family is very competitive.
So he's obnoxious and cocky. Okay, got it.
You're really reading into this.
Wow. Good gift giver at Christmas time or terrible gift giver?
I'd say good gift giver.
Is he a thoughtful guy? Like, will he call you when things are happening in your life or no?
Yeah, he would definitely reach out. We're the kind that don't call every day, but he'd always have my back if I needed anything.
Does he forget your birthday, anything like that, or he remembers every time?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Happy birthday, Tavri. Oh. It's my sister's birthday.
It's Robbie's sister's birthday. But would he remember all your birthdays, all your special occasions without prompting, or would he forget to call you or send you a card on your birthday?
I always get a text from him on the birthday.
Always gets a text, so he always remembers
that. Yeah, better do that.
Thoughtful.
Is the other brother this good, too?
Yeah, they're all pretty good. I can't complain.
Wow. God.
I do have a question, though.
Go ahead, Megan.
Yeah.
When you would have friends over, did he change the way that he acted around you?
Good question.
I would say no. No, he
was still very much himself. Like, he didn't pretend like he was hotter than a bag of chips, you know, walking around, strutting his stuff.
He is hotter than a bag of chips.
That's a thing.
Yeah. We know that now. But he may have had a buck tooth back then, okay? But, like, would he strut in front of the door, decide all of a sudden he wants
to
be
with his shirt off,
the best big brother
trying
ever?
Trying to hook up with her friends?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I'd say he wouldn't pick on me in front of my friends, but he was always the brother that, like, if I had a friend over when I was little and we were playing sports, he was out there with us playing road hockey and...
Oh,
this
guy! Always made time for his little sister.
So sweet.
You're not giving us anything, Elise. Like, we want something. There's nothing.
Is he mom and dad's favorite?
Uh-huh.
They say they don't pick favorites.
What do you think, Elise?
I don't know.
Did he ever dangle a loogie on top of you?
Oh,
he must have.
A rite of sibling passage.
So I would say there's been things like that.
Yeah,
there we go.
So,
okay.
So he's a typical brother.
He's a human.
He is. That's all we have.
He is, yeah.
Well, at least we know you've got to go. We really wish you told us that there were a couple bodies buried in the backyard just anything like that. But nothing, hey? Nothing that would steer somebody. Like, I know this is going to be a weird question, at least, but if you were single, would you date him? Yeah, that's a weird one.
That's
weird. God.
That's
no,
that's
answer that.
I don't have a sister, you guys. I don't know.
You can't answer that.
No.
13 girls are trying to date him right now, and if you could warn them about anything, what would you say?
Oh, I don't know.
Not a thing.
It's got to be something.
She's got nothing, Dylan.
Really?
We got to go deeper. Yeah. We got to find somebody else.
We'll have to talk to his mom next.
All right. Love you. Thank you, Elise. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
See you
take
later.
Care.
Have a good morning. Just nothing.
There's something.
Well, or there's nothing, and he's going to be great. And maybe that's why everybody so far has wanted to have a second date with him. He will pick the final two from this round and make it a final four next Tuesday, right, with the rose ceremony?
You got it.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
We're talking to Ashley, one of six Ashleys that applied to date Cam.
Really?
And the only one that got through.
Wow, look at that. Hi, lucky Ashley.
Hello, how are you?
By the way, quick question, Dylan. You might know this, being the king of the A&W menu. Sorry, Ashley, to interrupt, but this is an important question. Could I ask for an egg on my breakfast teen burger?
Some places will let you. I don't know if everyone will. I don't want to guarantee.
That might be pretty good.
Just to clarify from Tina, yes, burgers and breakfast all day.
Yeah, that's the other good thing. Because when you used to wake up with a hangover, and I don't drink anymore.
Mm-hmm. When you sleep till noon or two.
Yeah, you would always, like, you'd miss out on all the breakfast places.
Right.
There's nothing like getting breakfast at, like, 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
When their schedule is set with yours.
Yeah.
That's a respectful thing.
Heck yeah. So Ashley's going for ice cream tonight? Is that the scoop here tonight?
You got it. Ashley says she loves ice
Robbie
cream.
Robbie got it.
Good
Robbie
one. The scoop.
Oh, I see. I missed it completely. So Ashley is 30 years old, no children, is a chiropractor. And this is her friend that entered for her, so describes her as thoughtful, caring, loyal, hardworking, easygoing. She's the best, apparently. She says her ideal date would be grabbing a beer in a dog-friendly patio and then going for a walk. Unfortunately, the patios aren't going to be great for tonight, so why not go for ice cream?
Okay, so your friend entered on your behalf. You knew going into this? Like, she said, hey, what do you think? Or she's, guess what? I entered you for a date on the radio.
I was actually on the plane to Mexico when she did this, so I actually didn't know what was going on until a week later when I landed and I had a voicemail from Dylan. So I didn't know until I came back a week later that I had been entered, but it was a nice surprise, I guess.
You had no idea your friend entered you to date somebody. You had no idea that your friend thought your love life was so pathetic that she needed to intervene and get the radio involved.
I was literally on the tarmac about to leave, and she sent me a quick text of, hey, there's this bachelor competition. I'm going to enter you. And that was all I heard.
Have a nice trip. Love you. How was your trip to Mexico? Was it pretty nice?
Yeah, it was great. No complaints.
Okay. Did you go alone?
No, I went with my family.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Well, you're back now, and time to get back at dating.
I guess so.
Okay. What's your problem? How come you don't have anybody in your life?
A good question.
Thank you.
I was living in the States for a few years for school to do my degree, and then moved back during just before COVID started. So I just focused a lot on my career and building my practice up. And yeah, my friends always call me an old soul. I'm not a huge fan of the online dating apps and stuff like that. But
were you trying them or just they weren't?
Yeah, here and there. Here and there. I've gone on a few dates for sure, but it's not my most favorite thing to do in the world.
So while you were in the States for schooling and building up your chiropractor job, it was kind of like you knew you weren't going to put roots down there, so why get into anything serious?
Yeah, I did actually have a partner when I was in school there, and he was from the States, and then when I moved back home, it just didn't work out with the long distance.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like working out, going to the lake, reading, checking out new restaurants, grabbing a beer at a brewery, hanging with your dog, which is the sheep-a-doodle.
Oh, sheep-a-doodle.
Named Pippa, which is wonderful. I got a question for you, and it's I mean no insult by it, and it might sound that way.
Uh-oh.
But I question chiropractor.
Yes, good question.
I question it because I think there are a lot of snake oil chiropractors out there, and I don't know, because I went to this one for a while, and he gave me a lift in my shoe because he said I was lopsided.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
But then my dad went, and my dad was lopsided. And then my buddy Matt went, and he was lopsided. And I think this guy just put a lift in everyone's shoe so that he had to come and adjust you all the time.
Well, they come in pairs, see, Dylan? You have to give as many ways as you could, yeah.
So how do you find a good chiropractor, and are they actually real? I know that's offensive, but come on.
No, I feel like this is a discussion I have daily. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of weird chiros out there. I'll be the first to say that.
Okay.
But if they're telling you you need an X-ray on your first visit or telling you you need to come back for the rest of your life and multiple times a week, you should probably run the other way. And the shoe lift thing is, yeah, very far and few between. Maybe 0.5% of the population actually needs that. So.
Okay, yeah. The one time I went, I was on an X-ray program, day number one, and it said I'll need 30 to 50 different treatments in order to get better.
No. Yeah, not a good place to go.
Okay.
Definitely so when a chiropractor tells me that I should stretch and work on my flexibility, it's just a bunch of crap and I'm fine? Is that...
That might be a good thing to do.
Dylan, we're cursed. Our family cursed by short hamstrings. I'm never going to be able to touch my toes. No. I've come to accept that.
You're getting closer over the years, no?
I think I'm just getting shorter.
Okay, well, one of the two.
Okay, so Kai, your job aside, it sounds like you're loving doing it and you're happy in where you are and you're ready to kind of advance your personal life and meet somebody. Is your goal to find your forever somebody?
Yeah, of course, sure. I'm at the age where I'm ready to look into that, but I'm also still, very looking forward to doing some traveling and, purchasing a house and stuff like that. So a little mix of everything, I think.
Now, you've seen pictures of Cam on our website there?
I have, yes.
Pretty good, hey?
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Hey, she's got to say that.
And you know, though, we continue to try and dig into his life to try and find something not likable about him. And we're really, like, what are we, 3 weeks in now?
Yeah.
We're really having a hard time.
It's tough.
Everybody that we've spoken with that knows him or that has any interaction with him says that he is who he is.
Right.
And you get what you get, and that's the real Cam. I'm having a hard time believing that, but we'll continue to dig for you, okay?
Okay.
But you do
perfect.
Your own digging tonight. It's tonight they go on the date
tonight? They okay. go to Made by Marcus, get the sea salt and goat milk caramel. Oh, my God.
What?
Is it ever good? It's
okay.
So good. It's everything you want in an ice cream. Or you can get the lemon curd blueberry if that's more your thing.
Lemon curd okay. blueberry.
Just go try some pepper.
All right. Are you an ice cream fan?
Huge ice cream girl.
This is perfect. This date is made for you.
Yes. I can't wait.
Okay. Well, right enjoy, Cam. And I hope you guys hit it off. It will be lovely to hear from you tomorrow morning to see how it went. So far, every date he's gone on, it sounds like they're pretty good. So at least you're in for a good night.
Hang on. What happens here are if he gets a flavor and you get a different flavor,
mm-hmm.
he wants to try your flavor.
Oh.
Are you going to let him try your flavor? Are you one of those? You'll allow him to take a bite out of your ice cream?
Yeah, I will. Maybe not a bite. That would be a little weird, but yes, you could sample it.
So people say that that's what's weirder, biting somebody else's ice cream or licking somebody else's ice cream?
Biting ice cream's weird. Is that how you eat ice
I
cream?
I eat ice cream. Yeah, like a... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why you had a problem.
But licking ice cream is like, here, try my ice cream, and I hand you a cone, and you just go, slide your tongue across the whole thing? That's even stranger than taking a bite, is it not?
If the date's going well, the date's going well.
You
but
lip
just
it.
Generally speaking, you yeah. lip it? Like
lip it.
You just rub your lips on it?
Like gummy, like a grandma.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you would do it?
I don't mind that.
Because I got sensitive teeth. But
you
I want a
be
big
eating
chunk
ice
to go
cream.
In.
Hmm.
I'm also lactose intolerant, so I shouldn't be eating
it. No, I know.
You guys.
Figured out the problems
at
ice cream. Oh, well, enjoy your ice cream tonight, and thank you for participating.
Good luck, Ashley.
Are you,
thank you so much.
Upset with your friend for entering you in this? Are you embarrassed, or are you like, hey, thank you for thinking of me. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm embracing it. I'm glad she did it.
Good
yeah.
for you. Okay, all right. Good luck. We'll hear from you, and here it goes. Hope it's nice tonight, okay?
Awesome. Thank
okay.
you so
See
much.
You better, Ashley. You said five
Bye.
Ashleys applied, but only one got through into the second round.
That's
huh?
the Ashley. By the way, you have little sample spoons. Just sample as many as you want when you get there.
Oh, I do that, of course.
Oh, okay. You just
what,
want
am I
more
new
ice
to
cream?
Ice cream?
Okay,
sorry. But it's when they, it's without fail, when somebody gets ice cream and
theirs
you get ice cream,
yours?
You want theirs instead?
Yeah.
But think about that next time you're like, hey, do you want to, can I try some of your ice cream? And then you lick it? That's weird.
Yeah. It's a little much. We're getting a text, and I don't know who it's from, but Cam is also lactose intolerant.
Uh-oh.
There's the problem.
We found it?
No.
Is that true?
Oh
we'll talk
God.
To Cam.
And you're sending him to ice cream tonight, Dylan? Don't you know what can happen?
There's lactose-free ice cream.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, who's this?
Dylan? Ashley from last night's
okay.
date with Cam.
Hi,
good morning, Ashley.
Ashley.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent. So, Ashley, you went out for ice cream with Cam?
Made by Marcus and you hated it. What the heck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should have gone to Crane's.
We showed up at Made by Marcus and then made the decision to go to Pip before because I had just found out that he was potentially lactose intolerant and thought that might be the worst date in the world for him, if that was a thing. So, yeah.
It'd actually be a really bad date for you, too, speaking of somebody who just discovered that they get the runs from ice cream, they call it, Dylan.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, not good for anybody.
Got buns of steel.
So you decided just not to forego the whole ice cream portion of the date?
No, we did end up going to Pip at the end because he said he's actually not that lactose intolerant, as it turns out.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Ashley, 30 years old. She's a chiropractor. And her friends entered her while she was on vacation to date Cam. How did it go, Ashley?
It went well. Lots to talk about. Yeah, it was good.
Lots to talk about, did you say? Or
yeah.
lots to talk about? Okay, yeah, all right.
Okay, that's all wonderful.
Right. He's got some charisma, that fella, doesn't he, Cam?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
Were you attracted to him since, you were on a plane when you got told you were going to date him?
Yeah, definitely attractive. Can't deny that.
Mm-hmm. No, you cannot.
But what about his soul? What about his personality? Is that did you find that attractive? Like, is this a good match, do you think? Would you see him again?
Yeah, is it a romantic interest or none whatsoever?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like one date is always tough to make full assumptions off of, but yeah, it was a very successful first date, I'd say, and I'd be interested in a second one for sure.
No doubt when the date was over, which ended around what, 11, 10:30?
No, I think it was like 10 or something.
Just after 10, okay. Yeah.
When it ended, you probably messaged your friend who entered you on your behalf, and you said what? Replay that conversation for us as verbatim as possible, please.
I actually haven't messaged her yet because I'm meeting her at the gym this morning, so I'll fill her in this morning.
What are you going to say? Are you going to say, oh my God, he was a hunk, he was a gentleman, he was nice, he was sweet, he talked too much about himself? What is it?
Yeah, all of the above.
Did he talk too much about himself?
No. No, he was very generous. We talked about him, and he asked me lots of questions, too. So.
Okay. As far as first dates go, one of your betters, one of your worst?
I'd say up there in the better category.
Okay.
All right. So if all things, and you know the rules, again, we have to go over the rules every time. He is not allowed to say he wants to see you again, even if he wants to marry you, right? You know that.
Yes.
He's not allowed to give you his phone number, even if he wants you to move in that night. He's not allowed. These are all Dylan's strict guidelines here.
Yeah.
But if he did want to see you again, you would definitely be up for it.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. It's I don't want to get picky here, but it sounded like what the hell? It wasn't like, yeah, this is the man of my dreams and I need him.
Okay, so you're getting the vibes from Ashley that she's not into...
Indifference. I've got indifference from you, Ashley. Is that fair to say, or am I way off on that?
No, I'm into it.
You're just playing the game.
Well, yeah, I feel like it's hard when you know he's dating 6-7 other people at the same time, you know?
So 7 jealous. This week and,
so jealous,
and 13 altogether.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No, that's fair. I think that's a fair thing. You don't want to get your hopes up, and you don't want to get yourself in a position where you're like, yeah, no, it was the best time of my life. We're here meant to be. And then he doesn't pick you, of course. That would be horrendous.
Okay, let me ask it in a different way. Can I ask it
in a different way. Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you in a different way, okay? This is how I'm going to ask it.
Okay.
If there weren't any rules... There wasn't the radio. It wasn't a month-long contest to find him eternal love and happiness. Would you wait that, you know, unwritten dating rule of 2 days before you texted him? Or would you text
it's
him
three.
Is it three? I don't know. Yeah. Or would you text him, like, that night when you got home and said, that was great. I'd love to see you again.
Yeah, I'm usually a same-night texter after a first date,
Okay, and you're not allowed, Dylan, no matter how bad she wants to.
I know. No, this is wonderful. I think it's great. I think...
Would she have been allowed to follow him home and park outside of his house until this morning? Was that be allowed?
No, I don't think it is, no. Okay, so, it sounds like a good date. I just want to make sure that it is, in fact... Just the fact that he's dating a bunch of other people and not that you're not interested. Because if you're not interested, that's totally fine. I couldn't understand it because I've seen him with my eyes. Yesterday we were FaceTiming and dear God, does he look good. Look at this man.
Yeah, no,
I want to see how good he looked yesterday. I was just like, holy smokes.
Wait for you to put me in, coach. Come on now.
You screenshotted your FaceTime with him?
Yeah, because I thought Megan might want to put it up people could see how good he looks. Yeah,
even from a low angle, what is this?
I know.
I'm going on strike.
What ice cream did you ultimately end up getting? That's the important question here, Ashley.
Yeah, we did a flight. So we tried 4 different flavors.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. But I'll let Cam talk to you about our opinion on Dylan's choice of ice cream.
Which one? The goat caramel?
Yes.
Chunks of goat sounds in my ice cream.
No, it's so good. It's
goat milk. Goat milk or actual goat?
No, it's not. It's not actual goat.
Chunks of prime goat rib.
Yeah,
right in there.
It's not a strange ice cream.
Yeah.
It's such a delightful.
Well,
Ashley,
that's great. So you know, on Tuesday, so less than a week from now, he will make the second round of the rose ceremonies, the final round of the rose ceremonies. He will select 2 from this week's worth of dates, and then it will be off to the final 4, the finalists, who will all do a date that we have customized for a finals.
Right.
The pressure is on. All the dates will be kind of similar in the concept of the date, therefore the date doesn't become the star of the event.
It's just about the people. Hey, right. Ashley, got to ask before you leave, how was the hug?
Mm.
Yeah, it was a good hug.
Yeah? Aww. Did you get any messaging from the hug? You know, we talk about that nonverbal hug communication.
No, I would say he was very good at being, like, neutral, following the rules. He did what he was supposed to.
Okay.
He's a real soldier, isn't he?
He sure absolutely is. Right. You'll get to hear what he has to think, Ashley, coming up next, because he's got a meeting at 8 o'clock, so I know he wasn't allowed to say anything, but we'll try to get something out of him.
Sounds good.
Go have fun at the gym with your friend.
I want to hear the gossip.
See you later.
I wish I was there for the gossip.
I hope to hear from you again.
I want the tea.
Girl gym gossip is another level.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
I want to know. I need to know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I sent you that picture, Megan, so you can just look at Cam's
face. Yeah, I'm not putting it anywhere. That's for me.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
5 dates this weekend, including one with Catherine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hello.
Hey, do you go by Kate for short?
No, Cat.
Cat.
Yeah, I was like, if anything, okay, they'll go by Cat, not Cat.
Okay. All right.
Catherine is Sunday at 1 o'clock. They go to Remedy on White Ave, 26 years old, dental assistant, no pets, down to earth, adventurous, biggest heart, loving, caring, emotional, likes camping, reading, board games, going for walks, hikes, spending time with family, eating food, going to shows, and always likes doing some sort of sport or outdoor activity when on a date.
A lot of these descriptions sound similar to one another, right? Because this is kind of... You're selecting them based on Cam's interests.
That's the whole point, yeah. Right.
Yeah. No, I get it.
It's okay.
That they all have a lot of the same common interests in mind, which, I don't know, might be a little even more difficult with Cam. Because sometimes, I don't know if you know the saying, Dylan, yeah, opposites attract.
Huh? Yeah, maybe. Perhaps. It's interesting so far. I mean, he's had a lot of good dates.
Catherine, would you be comfortable with Cam just going through your purse?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Not that you're hiding anything, just you're totally fine with it.
Yeah, nothing weird in there, I don't think.
Okay.
Good for you.
She's got a different place where she puts the weird stuff, I guess, right?
What kind of weird things can be in a purse?
You never know, Dylan. That's what makes them weird. You can't predict them. You just see them and you're like, that's weird. Do you have anything weird in your life?
Do I have anything weird
like
in my life?
What's the weirdest thing you do? Like credit card to get seeds out of your teeth. Would that be considered weird?
Can you do it? That's hard to do.
You can floss with hair.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's fair.
My hair's too fine to do that. Right? It breaks. I can't do it with my hair. But I don't know what the weirdest thing is. I am weird sometimes. Like, I'm quirky. But
quirky's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quirky's fun. Yeah. Unless you're not in a quirky mood. Then it's just annoying.
That's true.
Keep that in mind. Okay, Catherine, so you've got the date. Sorry, wait, when is the date, Dylan? I'm confused because there's so many still.
Sunday at 1. Okay. They're going to Remedy in White Ave, which is a lovely little coffee tea shop.
Mm-hmm.
A fun place for a date.
So what made you apply to be one of the dates for Bachelor Cam, Catherine?
Well, I thought he was handsome.
Oh, my God, yes. Of course.
Photo. And I thought about doing that speed dating thing, actually, on Valentine's Day, but I chickened out. And then when he talked on the radio, I was like, you know what? He sounds cute. So I said, why not?
Right. What's the worst that can happen, right?
Yeah.
You fall in love, and 8 years later, you get your heart broken, I guess, would be the worst.
Well, that's probably one of them.
Yeah.
But give it a try, and now here you are. You're selected. You're set up with a date. Dylan's connected the whole thing with you here. What is your history with dating? Like, have you been relatively, I don't know, like, not a lot of dating, a ton of dating, but nothing productive, several serious relationships that you're healing from? Where are you?
A bit of both. I dated a lot of people back in my earlier 20s, nothing too serious at that point. And then about 5 months ago, my last relationship ended. We lived together. So that was my most serious relationship. And then recently, I feel ready to get back out there. So, yeah.
And that relationship ended. What's the status of the relationship now? Are you affable? Do you not talk to one another? Do you spread bad gossip? Do you post something on Facebook and 2 hours later he posts a better life on Facebook?
No, I don't do too much social media.
Okay.
And no, we don't talk. I think no contact's the best way to do it.
Okay.
Just to move on. He works with my sister and stuff in their company. So he's around, but far enough.
That's you guys are amicable. Is amicable a fair word to put on attached to it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Enough.
Okay. Yeah. It's been a long week for a lot of people, I'm noticing.
Yeah.
Right? People are tired.
Yeah.
All right. The snow kind of wore everybody down. We all had this little, you know, premature boost last weekend with the nice weather.
But then
it got
gorgeous.
Down. Everybody's just kind of beat. But everybody's a little pooped. You've got this date on Sunday. But tonight, you've got absolutely nothing. You get off work. What time do you get off work?
Usually 5:30.
Okay. You get off work at 5:30. You decide, I'm just going to have a me night tonight. Just me. All right. So what is Catherine's me night?
Oh, great question.
Thanks, buddy.
A me night. So if it's just me and myself, I usually watch, I do watch Love is Blind, but now it's over.
Uh-huh.
But I was watching that. I like reading. I like working out. I feel like I'm pretty, if it's just me, I'm pretty boring. If I'm out with friends, I like going for wine, playing board games, going for walks, things like that.
It's just you. Are you going to stop and get a pizza on the way home? Are you going to get some A&W?
Yeah,
are you going to get some
skipping
dishes? Or are you just going to have like Twizzlers and chips for dinner?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have much in my fridge right now, so maybe popcorn or grilled cheese or
popcorn
something.
And grilled cheese for dinner. There you go. That's a nice me night, okay? Yeah. And binge a couple shows, go to bed early, stay up late.
Go to bed early. You have to be up tomorrow for baby shower and go buy a gift and all that fun stuff. So, I'll probably go to bed early and then wake up early.
Be sure to drink some Johnson & Johnson, no tears.
Okay.
Yeah. I should.
I get it.
Does a baby shower?
Sorry.
Do you prefer fiction or nonfiction books?
Nobody likes reading, Megan. Next
yes,
question.
Yes, I do.
She said she liked it.
She did. Okay.
Both. Okay. Right now, I've been doing lots of self-growth books.
Yeah! Dylan loves a good self-help book. Yes, he does.
Those
okay.
are my favorite. Robin Sharma's got a new one coming out. Make sure you check it out.
Okay, so the date is on Cam. What are, I guess, aside from the handsomeness and the brief description about Cam, what are you looking for in a long-term part? Like, you're looking for love here, right? You're not going into this to just meet another guy and see where it goes. You're looking for love, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I've done the whole situationships. I'm done with that. I feel like he seems stable and respectful and like a breath of fresh air. I've gone for the wrong type of guys. So he seems like different type of guy.
Oh, he seems wonderful. I talk to him every day.
Yeah.
And last night I think we talked for like an hour and a half. What a good dude.
You made a friend.
I just couldn't get him off the phone. He kept on saying he had things to do, but I was like, and Cam, another thing.
Right.
He's really lovely.
Yeah. I fear in this quest for 3 weeks now of trying to dig up dirt on what seems to be Mr. Perfect, I fear that we found the biggest flaw is he just might be kind of plain. Right?
What do you mean?
There's just like, he's just a decent guy.
Yeah.
Right?
He is.
Not having a red flag isn't exciting. You gotta want to find that flag, don't you?
Well,
yeah.
And find it with him.
And it might take years for you, Catherine, but the first date is on Sunday. So enjoy that. We look forward to following up. As you know, right, the rules are Cam can't tell you he wants to see you again. He can't give you his phone number, even though he really might want to. Mm-hmm. We'll find out during the rose ceremony on Tuesday, okay?
Awesome. Perfect.
Okay. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
See you later. And enjoy your popcorn and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Mm. That sounds good.
That's a good Friday right there, huh?
What if you put popcorn in the grilled cheese sandwich?
Okay.
That'd be all right.
Mm.
Go ahead and try it. Why not?
I might just have
can't
to.
Can't go wrong, really.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
There's a girl named Catherine. Here's the thing with Catherine.
This is Catherine now?
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Catherine.
26
Hello.
Years old, dental assistant. She goes on a date with Cam. I didn't get to hear the result. Cam, the date lasted so long that he had to rush out of the date to get to his next date. He had to interrupt his date and say, sorry, I know this sounds horrible, but I got to leave you because I got another date.
Oh, under normal circumstances, that's a deal breaker, isn't it?
I would imagine.
But
yeah,
not when it comes to this.
However, I mean, if we can look at the good of this, because I didn't get to talk to Cam about Catherine, so I'm very interested from her how the date went. I can only assume it was a 1 o'clock date at Remedy on White Ave.
This was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He had a 6 o'clock date with Taya. And he left a 1 o'clock date to get to the 6 o'clock date and had to interrupt the date to go.
So it was going very well. It was.
I'm imagining, Catherine, did you both show up on time? Was it really that long?
He was 4 minutes late, but it was that long. He left at 5:30, but we went to Odd Company Brewing for a beer after Remedy. Yeah,
I'm worried about Cam's going to have a dependency issue by the time these days are done. There's a lot of breweries getting involved.
Yeah, lots of beer.
1 to 4:30 is got to be the longest date. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a really long day. I knew he had another date after, so, I mean, I wasn't a surprise. But, it was a lot of fun. And actually, one of my best friends showed up at the Odd Company Brewing, and it was kind of awkward because it looked like it was planned.
Just dropped in by coincidence.
Well, I asked her that morning. I was like, what's that beer place that you really like? And she said, Odd Company Brewing. I was like, okay. So we go there, and then she shows up.
Oh, she was spying.
Did you guys sit with her?
Pardon?
Did you end up sitting with her?
No, she came and talked to us, and I was like, Annabelle, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, I just really wanted a beer.
Convenience.
I know. And then Cam thought it was planned. He's like, did you guys plan this? I'm like, no, I promise.
So, did you get her take on what she thought of Cam?
She said he was, good looking and had really nice blue eyes.
He does. That is
you kind of knew that already, though, didn't you? Like, it would have been better to get more input. So if you were a little more devious, you know, this is where I pipe in.
Okay, of course.
All right. She's looking at the time. She knows Cam's got a second date. She's clearly, is it fair, Catherine, for me to say that you enjoyed yourself and you were having a good time? Okay. She's enjoying herself. Things are going well. There's a connection of some sort. She doesn't want the day to end. It's a great date.
Right.
She knows he's got another date to get to. If Catherine were a little less trustworthy, I would have not brought attention to what time it was.
Did he have like an alarm set?
I would have tried to continue with the date and sabotage the other date. But I mean, honestly, Catherine,
her. She's competition, Catherine.
This is the longest date I think Cam has had. And I think it's the longest date anyone's had, to be honest. 1 to 5:30?
Yeah.
Mathematically, that's a 4.5-hour date.
Thank you, Dylan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Minus the 4 minutes he was late.
Yeah.
Did it feel really long? Because that's a really long date.
No, it went really fast. We had a lot to talk about. Like we laughed a lot, but we also got into like serious stuff. We just talked about everything because I want to be quite open with him too because he has to make a big decision, and it's only like one date that he can base a decision off. So no, we opened up about a lot of past and current relationships and what we want in the future and all that stuff. So,
do you have a lot of baggage that might prevent him from picking you?
Yeah, is that why it took 4 hours?
I don't think it gave him too much, but it gave him a little bit about my past. So just, you know, we'll see.
Well, it's a good sign that you felt comfortable enough to do that.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's got to be a sign of the connection. Is like, yeah, I don't mind telling this guy things I didn't think I would normally say on the first date.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very easy to talk to and funny. Yeah, we made lots of jokes about the show, too. It's funny.
What show? What are you talking about?
This show?
Yeah, about, like, Dylan having a crush on Cam.
Yeah, he does. He does. It's getting weird.
But I don't deny it. I think Cam's amazing. Okay, Catherine, come on. You've met him. How great is he?
He's really, he's awesome. He's chill. And no, it was a lot of fun, and I didn't know he had a date, so I was like, okay, like, do you have to leave? When do you have to go? And he's very punctual, so he made sure he left on time, and it was good.
All right, well, we know where you stand just by your review, that you would happily accept a rose if he offers it tomorrow in the quote-unquote second rose ceremony. It sounds like definitely you would.
Did you find anything where you guys didn't agree on or like was a sticking point?
Yeah, 4 hours, you can't agree on everything.
I maybe wouldn't go climb the Mount Everest with him, but I support him if he wants to go do that.
That's what he wants to do?
He wants to do a lot of, like, big hikes, which, go for it. As long as he doesn't die,
I'll be at home, right? I'll call that a girl's weekend.
That's awesome.
You sound so sweet. This sounds like it could be a really good match.
Yeah. I think he had fun. Obviously, he can't say anything and whatever, but. Yeah.
Oh, I try to get it out of him. Honestly, after every date, I call him. But like, in this instance, he didn't have any time for me because he was too busy racing to a second date. I couldn't believe it because I texted him, I think yesterday around 3:30, just to say, hey, how did the date go? And he wasn't getting back, and I kept telling my girlfriend, I'm like, he's not getting back to me. She's like, leave him alone. He's on a date. I said, no, there's no way he's on a date still.
Checking your phone over.
Yeah, he's like, Dylan's texting me, and then we were laughing.
Yeah. Just looking at it. Let him suffer.
That's bad.
Awesome. Well, the rose ceremony is tomorrow. It sounds great. Real quick, Catherine, are you Catherine with a K or Catherine with a C?
With a C.
Did you know you could go by Kate with a K, and that seems totally fine? The Royals do it. You could do it, too.
I think it's weird. I don't know. It is weird.
But it's not as weird as Kate with a C.
No.
Yeah.
That's even stranger, Dylan.
That would be.
It is. All right. No, I'm just Catherine or Kat.
Well, you sound lovely. You sound like you really enjoyed yourself. And we'll find out if you are one of the two to be selected tomorrow during the rose ceremony, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Catherine.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Today's the day.
Oh, boy. Yes, it is.
So Cam's back on the road for work right
now?
Yeah,
he's in Toronto right now.
All right. So,
and then he comes back for a couple days, and then he's off to Vegas.
For work or for pleasure?
That one's for pleasure. I booked it well in advance, and then all of a sudden work started surrounding that trip.
Okay. Well, we've got to set you up on date number twos with the final four. You have two selected from the first week of dates, Paige and Jessica. And Megan is feverishly putting together a podcast to get all caught up on the first round, the week one of dates, where Paige and Jessica were selected. You can hear that like on demand wherever you find your podcasts, right? That'll be up by 10 o'clock or so, Megan.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But now's the time, Cam. Dylan, lay out what's happening here. What are we going to hear in the next couple minutes?
Well, Cam has got to make his final decision on the last seven dates he went on. He'll pick two people, and we're going to do a double rose ceremony right now.
He's only got time. He's got some meetings, so he's got to do them both here. Oh, boy.
We'll give out two roses, and then Cam's got to go to a meeting, and then we got to find out if the roses are accepted.
Okay. So he's not going to know?
Well, possibly not. I mean, if he can't listen, he's going to be in a meeting. He won't know whether they're accepted. I'll text you, Cam, and let you know whether or not you're...
I appreciate that. I was going to say, I was going to text you after going, can you let me know if they say yes or no?
Yeah. No problem. We'll let you know if they do say yes. It sounds like all the dates went amazing. So hopefully everyone will say yes. And then we go into the final four. And the final four, we're just working on scheduling right now because Easter's coming up. Cam's going away to try to figure out the final four dates. There's some fun ideas that we're working on for the final four dates that aren't going to be just going out for like dinner.
Right.
It's going to put them in situations that aren't just a dinner and sit down to see how people react.
Ooh.
So we're excited about that. But first, I mean, we got to get to those final four. We have Jessica. We have Paige. Cam, I'll leave it to you.
You had seven dates, Cam, correct? Seven dates in the second round. Again, we'll test you. Can you name all seven?
I can name all seven. Absolutely.
Okay, that's not that's normally how somebody answers it that can't name all seven.
well, I guess that is fair, but I was going to say, so before I actually go into the rose ceremony and select my final two, I kind of just want to like thank honestly every person that put themselves out there, the 200 and something women that applied.
229.
Wow.
229 was the final count. Of the 229 women that put themselves out there and applied, I trusted my date agent in Dylan to filter through and select, and he did a phenomenal job. So I want to thank everyone for who applied, and I actually want to quickly see if I can test my memory top down for all 13. Even if they weren't selected, it's still like I still had connections with all of them. So like, date number one was with Taylor at Boston Pizza. We had a good laugh over cactus chips, me never having tried cactus chips.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Aaron, and we went to a brewery and shared some flights and obviously bonded over our love for Mario Party.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And then Abby, where we went to Bar Clementine, and it was honestly, that was just a straight out genuine conversation, long date, had a great time. The radio just wasn't for
Abby
her.
Abby wants nothing to do with you or this show ever.
Abby kicked me to the curb.
It's a little shy. It's okay.
And Jessica and Paige, which we'll get more information on, but Jessica with Barcode, Paige Casino. Don't want to go too much into detail.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jody vies for pies. We actually chuckled over that. She led that she was a race car driver and didn't actually share what she did for a living, which I found quite humorous. So we had a good laugh over that. And then the seven I just went on, we have Lindsay that I went mini putting with, kicked her backside in mini putt, won myself a nice free cold beverage on her, and then bonded over our love for the rural, you know, calm lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ashley, we went for ice cream, and we bonded over my bowel movements.
lactose intolerant.
Uh-huh. Whoops.
Yep. So that was a fun one. And then Haley, we went to 19. Shout out to Andrew for the amazing food that he gave us. But we, just love the outdoors and everything. Her job is so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I was very engaged with that. Luam went to Tap 25. Obviously, she was impressed with my coupon ability when I stacked two coupons on each other. And then we bonded over our love for watching sports, and she's a Celtics fan. I'm a Raptors fan, so I'm not sure who questionable who she cheers for. I had Kate on the Saturday night. We went to V Filet. Quick shout out there. Best pad thai I've actually ever had. So incredible. But we honestly bonded over, our past, and we were chuckling about the dog and our different rules for where we
a lot of people dogs a dog. That might be your red flag, Cam, that you don't believe dogs are indoor pets.
Yep.
That you have a strong stance against that. And people said, aha, you finally found his problem.
There it is.
Some dogs belong inside. Some don't.
Yep.
And that's where I grew up on a farm, and the way I was raised was dogs are always outside. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
it's okay.
Just different race, like, backgrounds, I guess. All but, right. I had a great date on Saturday with Kate. And then there was Catherine. We went to Remedy. She's actually French first language, so I tried my best French, and she was less than impressed by my French ability.
All right.
And then bonded over our love for the board game Catan, if anyone's played that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's the had... Catan!
Yeah, I was going to say I'm a huge Catan guy, so I call myself a Cataner, so love it. And then we wrapped all of these dates up with Taya, went to the rec room, and kicked her backside and earned myself another free beverage based on my ability to win the arcade game.
So not only do you remember every name, that's you remember impressive. Every conversation that took place.
Nice
you were
job.
In it.
Dylan might have done such a good job, though, that he has had a hard time eliminating them with who he wants to go on a second date with. So know, right? Paige and Jessica from the first round. Two more roses, Cam. Who's it going to be?
The first rose that I want to hand out today is to someone that was just truly themselves and really just laid it all out on the line and was so open and honest with me about the past, about what they want, and they're so certain on everything, and the conversation just kept flowing to the point where I actually lost track of time. So if they will accept this rose, I would like to give the first rose to Catherine.
4.5 hour date. You knew something was
Catherine.
We felt good about that one too. Okay, Catherine gets offered a rose.
We got to make sure she wants it.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
How hard was this, Cam? Was like if we're talking about the love of your life? You'd hope maybe sometimes it should be easy. And you'd be like, this one, head and shoulders above the rest. This is my person. But it wasn't.
Dylan did too good of a job, to be honest.
Okay.
It was like I had different feelings with everybody, and there were certain ones that, like I said yesterday, ones that I had the romantic connection with, and ones that were more friend vibes with, but they were all good dates, so that's where, it was such a tough decision.
Okay, so Catherine is one.
Catherine is one, and then for rose number two, this person was... I want to say very relaxed on the date. Didn't put much pressure on the date, and I feel like they were able to be their authentic self, and we just chatted about the future, what their plans are, what my plans are, and everything, and our careers and everything. So there was such easy flowing conversation. Once again, I did lose track of time, and Dylan was a worried friend at home going, he hasn't texted me yet because it was a later one. So if they will accept my the rose, I would like to present the second rose to Ashley.
Those are the two.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
And Ashley. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll find out what they say and if they accept coming up, but you've got to go to work now.
I do. I have to actually jump into a meeting right now.
Well, you'll have your long weekend to yourself, we think, right, Dylan? Is that kind of how it's going to work out? And then next week we'll look at putting the final round of dates together.
There's a possibility that there will be dates this weekend.
Okay, so we've got some scheduling to figure out.
But it's now going to depend, right, because I know Cam's, but now I don't know what Catherine, Ashley, Paige, or Jessica were up to.
Are these the sleepover dates? Are these the meet the parents? we go to the Bahamas with these ones?
Well, he is going to Vegas. Right. I don't know.
Okay, Cam, we know it was tough. The hard part is partly over. Now on date number two with your final four. Thank you, Cam.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you later. Okay.
Cheers.
Wow.
So there they are. Jessica, Paige, Catherine, and Ashley.
Well, we got to see, though.
Right.
Catherine and Ashley could say, nope, not for me.
And then what? Does he go to a backup or it's just
I don't
the
know
three?
That, yeah. I think it's three. Backup feels weird.
Okay.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
All right, this is Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
All right, the cat's out of the bag. Cam has offered you a rose. Ashley?
Yes.
Will now, you accept well, his
hold
rose?
On, hold on, Ashley.
Well,
let's
what?
Build some suspense and some drama.
She doesn't have time. She has a client in 3 minutes.
3 minutes. They can wait.
God, you don't care about
chiropractor,
people's time,
right?
Doesn't. Never, never yes. cares about people's time.
And they just... how long have you sat in a waiting room past your appointment time? When has an appointment ever been on time?
Doesn't mean we have to
they're
be two wrongs to make a right.
They're probably filling out that clipboard, circling the parts of their body that hurt.
No.
But you wanted them to be on time.
She'll yeah. be on time.
You're just making, let's contributing just to the issue.
Cam went on 13 dates.
He did.
Hard to keep them all straight unless you are Cam. Which one is Ashley?
Ashley is the chiropractor.
I know that.
Oh, do you? Ashley was a wonderful date. I remember after Cam and her went out for Made by Marcus,
mm-hmm.
the ice cream the place on Lime,
right?
They had a lovely day. I remember talking to him that night and him going, I had a really, really amazing date.
Good.
And I thought, oh, okay. He's just like, he was comfortable. It was great. They went out for, I believe, he grabbed a bite to eat and then you went for ice cream, correct?
Yes, correct.
And he just said she was easy to talk to. The conversation flowed and it was just fun. So and
you said, Ashley, you would like to see him again. So we're assuming, spoiler alert, she's probably going to accept the rose. But Cam has offered you the third of four roses. Ashley, do you accept? Will you go to the final four to see if Cam is your forever love?
Absolutely, I will.
Dylan is happy right now.
I'm so happy.
You made it too hard, though.
Listen, the final four, it's going to be, I don't know what he's going to do. It's going to be, listen, the fact that you're in the final four, first off, is amazing. It's great. It's wonderful. But good luck to Cam.
Good well, luck. And good luck to Ashley.
Sure.
She's
absolutely.
Looking for relief, right? Ashley, Terrence, a guy that does renos at my house. Kitchen's almost yeah. done, you guys.
Mm.
He and I were talking because he's been listening to this and he's enjoying it. And he's like, but are these girls really into finding love, true love?
Ashley?
Or do they just want to date a handsome guy? Ashley?
Oh, yeah. I think everyone sounds like they're in it for the full experience.
Yep, that's the discerning filter that is Dylan, who's playing the matchmaker here. You got people who aren't messing around, right?
No, this is my hope that everyone is as serious as Cam is and that the ultimate couple, and Ashley, that could be you, and I hope that it is, but the ultimate couple walks away in a relationship. And I was trying to explain this to Cam the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you realize, right? Like, once this is done, you have a girlfriend that will lead to potentially your life partner. And he's like, and that's why I'm taking this so seriously. That's why I'm taking this so seriously.
Kind of feeling like an arranged marriage here a little bit. He has to have the girlfriend. So he can't decide. I'd like to maybe go on a third date. That's it. They're done.
Wait, no.
Okay.
It's either you want to be with them or not.
Okay, that's it, Ashley.
Yeah. Right?
He's your forever if it goes well on the final round.
Fingers crossed, Ashley.
Sounds good. I'm in it.
Do we say congratulations? That sounds weird. Like, yay, you got picked.
Absolutely.
Is that okay? Congratulations.
It's
Ashley.
A competition.
It's a search for love.
Well, a little bit of a competition.
Ashley, Dylan, you'll be in touch with her to set up the final date?
Absolutely.
We got to get through Easter and long weekend and holidays and all that sort of stuff.
We're going to figure it out. You're going to go on a fun, special date. And it's going to be, oh, geez, 8:45. You got to go. Love
gotta
you.
Go to your appointment. See you later.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah,
look, it's somebody with a bad back, probably. They're not going anywhere.
Probably
they can
not.
Wait another minute for relief.
Is it uncouth of me to ask her to recommend a actual good chiropractor?
No. Yes, you can't ask her that.
I can't?
She's the good chiropractor.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Only if they get married.
And I think it's weird for me to ask her if she could be my chiropractor.
Yeah.
Why? Because I think there's some sort of client.
There's no conflict.
Isn't there?
No.
Client chiropractor privilege?
Yeah, I don't think you can just do that. She knows too much.
Chiropractor knows too much?
Yeah.
What, your phone number?
I set her up on love. I don't think a doctor can do that now.
No.
Have you watched Grey's Anatomy?
Not really.
They do a lot there.
Huh. I know.
Scandalous.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You don't think there's a client, doctor?
No.
Privilege?
No.
Nah.
Not in that case.
You're not dating her. You no. know her.
Yeah.
Just I know referral. My chiropractor. I don't have a chiropractor. If I did, I'd know them.
Yeah, oh, I'm just saying. Happens in, like, therapy. You can't go to...
No.
Right?
I know. Our couples therapist can't couples therapize us anymore because I coached her son in football.
See? Same thing, doctor.
Okay. It's a little different, though. It's just kind of... It's bones.
Okay. Well,
bones and brains. Two different things.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just trust Ashley as a chiropractor. I don't trust a lot of chiropractors.
Why?
Well, because she said don't trust a lot of them.
That's true.
That's why I trust her.
Well... She's a good one.
Well, that's what I feel.
She's got the third of four roses, and now Catherine remains.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Hi, we're looking for someone named Catherine, please.
Yeah.
You were saying, Dylan? Sorry. Let Dylan finish here. Right? Now go ahead.
I was wrong. You were
okay,
right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep. Do the rest.
Okay. Hi, Catherine. It's Pepper and Dylan. Are you working right now? Are we interrupting anything?
No, I'm going to head to work in 10 minutes.
Okay, oh, so thank God. 10 minutes. Okay. Dylan, yeah. Give her the news.
Here's the news. Cam decided to give you a rose. We want to know, will you accept the rose?
Yes.
Right. Oh! 4.5-hour date. We kind of all assumed that something was going on. Yeah.
I really think it's romantic and sweet the way you just said yes. Did you hear it? There was just a yes, like...
There are multiple texts this morning already saying Cam and Catherine for the win.
Oh, we've got a hashtag of Cam and Catherine.
People are doing it in the comments, too.
Yeah, people really like you, Catherine, which is not to say that they don't like Paige or Jessica or Ashley. Well, I don't know about that, Ashley.
I love them all.
All right. Catherine, congratulations. You're in the final four. You get a second date with Cam, which is clearly what he wanted and clearly what you wanted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dylan's done a very good job. So it's kind of like it feels like it would be just so much easier if one would just jump off the page, right? You should have had 13 dates. And then 12 of them were terrible, you know?
He
did say it was very difficult.
Yeah. Well, you're adding to that difficulty. So, Catherine, you are going to go on a second date. Now, these second dates, Dylan, you're saying, are going to be like a little different, right?
It's not like just going and having a drink and talking, okay? No, we're going to put them through a little bit of a challenge, I think, just to see how they are under pressure in situations that might not be as comfortable and normal. Now, Catherine, you want to find your forever, right?
Yes.
You're not just thinking Cam will be a buddy or a weekend or a night. This is someone you want to be in your life forever.
Yes, that's the goal.
That's the goal, yeah. I mean, you don't have to say yes immediately today that he's going to be your forever, but that's my hope.
When was your date? Your date was on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, I'm going to pry a little bit.
Okay.
Have you thought about it?
I try not to get my hopes up too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I wanted the rose, but there's lots of good girls, so yeah.
You want to see him again. You would really like to see him again. You felt that there was something there.
She's going
to
get to.
Well, you've got that opportunity. So we're heading into, obviously, the long weekend and with Easter.
I'm trying to get all these things. Yeah,
do you have big Easter plans, anything like that, or are you just kind of cold kicking it?
Lots of family stuff for Easter, and then my birthday is coming up, so birthday stuff.
When's your birthday?
Oh.
April 2nd.
Get out of town.
What if you introduce them to your friends and family this week?
I don't know. No.
It's a little soon.
Okay, all right. I'll figure something out for you.
Okay, so it might be before or it might be after your birthday, but we know, the Easter long weekend is going to kind of gum up the planning of all of this, and plus Cam booked a long, long, long time ago a trip that he's going. I'm sure you know about it. You spent 4.5 hours with him. I'm sure he told you about that he's going to Vegas or something. So we'll work around it, but be prepared because these dates, and I don't know exactly what Dylan's got planned, but these dates are not going to be your typical, so what's your favorite color?
No.
They're going to be pretty deep.
Yeah, that's
and
the hope.
A bit of a challenge and communicate and can you work together, et cetera, et cetera. So be prepared, okay?
Okay.
But in the meantime, it's awesome. It looks like you guys have a chance at falling in love with one another forever.
That's the hope.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for planning this.
No problem. Thank you for taking part, putting yourself out there. And, oh, man, I hope I don't have to break up with you.
Oh.
Yeah, how was that breaking up with everybody else?
Everyone took it really, really well except one.
Really?
So hard.
They just said, thanks.
That was it. Nah. Just thanks? Ooh, that hurts.
Felt that one didn't go well.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Catherine, head off to work. Have a great day at work. We'll talk to you and set up the date with you in the next week or so, okay?
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
See you later, Catherine.
Bye.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.